Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. We know that we're living in a wacky-ass world right now. There's shortages on everything, food shortages, chips for cars, you name it, we're dealing with all sorts of issues. Well, did you ever think that the Earth would be running short on sand? Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that the Earth is running out of sand, and that's according to an article from Popular Mechanics. And because of this issue, well, like anything else, when there's something in short supply, there becomes a black market for it. And it's happening with sand. And according to this article, there are already ongoing reports of a mafia-style black market for sand. It is so weird to even think that there would be a black market for something like sand, but when you think about everything that sand is used for, it makes a lot of sense. Especially considering that sand is an unregulated material, you know, with shortages on the way, you have to think that people who are in the know are going to get ahead of the curve and corner the market. So let's get into this article from Popular Mechanics real quick, and let's see what in the hell is going on with a sand shortage. Headline, Earth is running out of sand, spurring a cutthroat black market. This article was published by Popular Mechanics. The author of this article is Tim Newcomb. The world is in crisis yet again. This time around, it's a sand shortage. The most extracted solid material in the world, the second most used global resource behind water, sand is an unregulated material used extensively in nearly every construction project on Earth. And with 50 billion metric tons consumed annually, enough to build an 88-foot tall, 88-foot wide wall around the world, our sand depletion is on the rise, and a completely unregulated rise at that. So there's no one out here monitoring how much sand is being used or moved or sold or whatever, and the whole entire market is pretty much the Wild West at this point. And to tell you the truth, as somebody who invests, this might be a place to look. I wanted to invest in corn back in the day, and I just wasn't able to because finances didn't allow me, and now look at the prices of corn. You got to think out of the box, right, when you're investing or looking for areas where you might be able to make a couple of bucks. Now, of course, I'm certainly not a financial advisor, and I would never tell anyone what to do with their money. I'm just talking about personally, when I look at opportunities, and you see something like this that most people in the mainstream aren't thinking about or involved in, these are the sorts of areas where opportunities might arise for investment purposes. But the situation as far as, you know, running out of sand, considering we use it in so many projects, it's not very a very promising future that's coming our way if we do run out of it. What would be the alternative? Last week, the Kenya-based United Nations Environment Program released a new report with recommendations for avoiding a sand shortage crisis. The summary follows a 2019 UNEP awareness report in which the organization says the sand crisis has been overlooked. And look, I get it. Nobody's focused on sand, right? We have food shortages, we have rent skyrocketing, we have inflation, people can't get baby formula. Who the hell's thinking about sand? Well, that's where I come in, right, folks? I know all of you have other things to do in your life, so I'll think about sand for you, and then we'll talk about it here on the podcast, because it's going to become something that you hear about moving forward. We were talking about this baby formula shortage before it came down the pipe, too. And this is something that's going to affect all of our lives. If there, say there is a situation where there's no sand, how do we go on building all of the construction projects that we build? Now, I'm sure some scientist out there or chemist or whatever, someone much smarter than me will come up with a new plan, but this is pretty scary to think that we're running out of sand. To achieve sustainable development, we need to drastically change the way we produce, build, and consume products, infrastructures, and services. Pascal Peduzzi, the UNEP coordinator for the SAND report, writes, "Our sand resources are not infinite, and we need to use them wisely. If we can get a grip on how to manage the most extracted solid material in the world, we can avert a crisis and move toward a circular economy." So what'll happen, just like any other resource or commodity, wherever the biggest sand repositories are found in the world, those people will start using those and turn it into a product to be sold at market. My guess is the countries that find themselves in the Sahara Desert are going to be in business. There might be a little bit of sand in the Sahara Desert, no? Sand is seemingly everywhere, under our feet, in the walls around us, and increasingly in our pockets. The most important ingredient for making concrete by percentage? Sand. What's glass? Melted sand. What's the backbone of silicone? Obviously a major player in the tech industry and putting mobile devices in your hand and pocket? Sand. As a result, the world's demand for sand has started to strip riverbeds and beaches bare. A 2017 NPR report even says we're ripping up forests and farmlands just to get to more sand. Well, that doesn't sound very inspiring or promising, huh? More farmlands, more forested areas to get to sand. Not really what I like to hear. And now don't get it twisted. I'm not one of these like, oh, we can't, you know, develop the world anywhere type people. We certainly can, but we have to find that balance, right? We have to protect nature. We have to safeguard the environment. Can't be dumping shit into rivers or anything like that. Deforestation, can't have that. And this stuff, it has to be safeguarded for the next generation and the generation after that. The wild places have to be protected. And if you're digging up these places to get to sand, well, we already have a problem. Naturally occurring over thousands of years, if not hundreds of thousands of years, most sand originates in the mountains and forms as rivers bring it downstream towards oceans. Sure, head to beaches across the world to feel the sand between your toes, but sand does more than delight beachgoers and build cities. Sand also performs key environmental roles. It is a major factor in protecting from storm surges, ensuring healthy natural habitats for a variety of species, and protecting against erosion. And there's a lot of places around the world where they're starting to already upturn the natural order of it to harvest the sand. And you'll see in places like China especially, where they have no regard for this kind of thing whatsoever. The sand world is an unregulated one, so once sand is pulled from sensitive areas, it distresses biodiversity and creates additional environmental risks that can turn into physical threats. UNEP warns that to see an international standard for extracting sand from environments and calls for a central authority to track global sand use while promoting other materials. Officials want incentives for construction projects that ditch sand and instead used crushed rock, recycled construction and demolition material, or ore sand, a mining byproduct, the three main alternatives to natural sand. So there are alternatives, right? I was 42 years old when I found that out, by the way, reading this article with you. Certainly not an engineer, but there are alternatives, which is good. But how much is that going to cost? And then in turn, how much more is products on the market going to cost us? Of course, nothing's purer or cheaper than natural sand. And that has led to a sand underworld, says Vince Beiser on NPR. Organized crime has taken over the sand business, he says, and they do what mafias do everywhere. They bribe police, they bribe cops, and if you really get in their way, they will kill you. So the underground has already dipped their toes here into this world of the sand, it says in this article, and I'm sure they're making money hand over fist. As the developing world grows, so does the sand business. Places such as India, Indonesia, China, and more have the most issues, Beiser says, even as China uses more sand than any other nation at roughly half of the world's overall sand use. Small islands have been mined away in Southeast Asia just for their sand. Sand feeds the materials that build a growing world. The sand crisis is here, and it is not going anywhere. So just like when we talked about the baby formula shortage, before it was really in the news, here's something for you folks to chew on for a little while as well. There's going to be a big problem with sand, and they're going to manipulate it in the marketplace to make it cost you and me a lot more money, just like with everything else. And as we continue to see the supply chains be stretched and strained, we continue to see issues in places like China with COVID lockdowns, you can expect more and more stories like this to pop up about things like sand or other products that are not getting to marketplace, or when they're getting to marketplace, are at an accelerated price. So, in turn, what does that mean? That means you and I are about to feel more pain. So, make sure your pocketbook is full when you go to the store, because there's not going to be too many deals for us in the future, folks. Inflation is not going anywhere, and situations like this are just going to make things much worse. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that I discussed can be found in the description box. All right, folks, hope you're all having a good one. I'll be back later on with a little bit more.